this section of the Self-Confidence Trainer, we'll be looking at the things we say to ourselves about our experiences and our abilities. I guess everyone knows that the way you think has an impact on the way you feel about things. And we've all heard of positive thinking. What you're going to learn during this section are specific, reliable, and highly effective ways of thinking more confidently, and in the process being more realistic about yourself, your abilities, and your potential. You'll learn exactly what to do if you find yourself saying things which harm your performance, damage your confidence, or generally make you feel bad. In the first part of confident thinking, I'd like to go over three mistakes we've found many people make when thinking about self-confidence. Understanding these mistakes and avoiding them in future will make a big difference to your ability to continue increasing your confidence levels. The first mistake is forgetting that self-confidence is attached to specific situations. The thinking pattern around this mistake usually goes something like this. A person has an unpleasant experience. Sometime later, they increase the effects of this by making a sweeping global statement like, "I'm not a confident person." It's called personalising, and it's great if you do this for good things, but not for experiences that make you feel bad. Now, we really need to look at the statement, "I'm not a confident person." This thought only occurs because the thinking brain is fooled by the emotional part of the brain. The actual fact is more like, "In that situation, I felt more anxious than I would have liked." So, again, the key fact is that you are confident in relation to specific situations. Confidence cannot be removed from actions. If someone asks me to brush my teeth, I'm certainly confident in my ability to carry out that task. Now, I know I'm repeating myself, but it's just so important. Beware of ideas like, "I'm just not a confident person." Apart from being wrong, this gives yourself an unchangeable identity. Self-confidence doesn't exist in a vacuum. It's practical, and it can't be removed from what you do and the way you feel about the things that you do. It's much more accurate and helpful to think in terms of, "I feel less confident than I'd like to in certain situations." Thinking about it in this way is much more accurate and gives you room for change and improvement. Here are examples of changing unhelpful personalized statements into more useful ones. "I'm an angry person" becomes, "I sometimes respond with more anger than I would like." "I'm a depressive" becomes, "I sometimes feel depressed." And "I'm a loser" becomes, "I haven't always succeeded in the areas I want to." Now, this may seem superficial, but I assure you, if you know that you sometimes tend to personalize in this way, making these changes will have a huge impact on the way that you feel. Thinking more constructively and realistically will boost your confidence levels and, just as importantly, stop your thought patterns from eroding your self-confidence and self-esteem. If you recognize that you do this from time to time, get a piece of paper and write personalizing ideas on it. Carry it around for the next week and write any statements down that you catch yourself making. Then, each time you write one down, change the statement into one that describes characteristics or habits that you sometimes display. Once you've done that, draw a line through the personalized statement. You can continue to do this until you notice that you're personalizing much less or not at all. You can also take time to spot when other people personalize. The second mistake commonly made around self-confidence is focusing on what you don't want to be like in a particular situation. It's usually something like, "I don't want to be nervous," or "I don't want to get my words muddled," or "I don't want to go red," or "I just wish I didn't clam up like that." So let's look at this for a moment. This mistake is so common because it's a natural way for us to think. As human beings, we are problem solvers. When faced with a problem, our tendency is to focus on it until we fix it. This is fine if there's something wrong with your car or you've hurt your finger. However, if this technique is applied to the emotional realm, then we generally end up with these "I don't want" statements. The other danger of the traditional problem-solving approach is that it may cause you to go on a hunt for why. You know, the old, "Why do I feel this way?" Again, that's really useful if you're trying to make your computer work. you need to know why it's broken before you can fix it. However, for a problem in the emotional realm, a different approach is required. For emotional goals, including self-confidence, we need to focus on what it is that we want in the situation. This not only enables us to focus our efforts in the right place, but we give the back part of our mind, sometimes called the unconscious, a strong message about what responses we need from it. That way, instead of bringing forth anxiety in that interview, your unconscious mind will keep you calm, ensuring that your memory and recall works well and allowing you to think clearly. By the way, if you have any doubt about the unconscious mind, think of this. When you feel a certain way but don't want to, how do you think that's happening? Consciously, you may be thinking, I don't want to be feeling like this, but it's still happening. That's your unconscious mind working, and that's why we must work with it to give you the responses you want, in the situations you want them. So, when you make yourself think of how you would like to feel in a situation, a major change occurs. Through using the creative part of yourself constructively, you begin to lay down a template for the way you'd like to feel and perform. This may seem simple, but it's a dramatic shift from anxious avoidance thinking. For any situation that you want to improve, the questions you should be answering are as follows. What do you want to feel like? What do you want to look like from the outside? In what other situations do you feel this way or similar? What will others notice about you that indicates you are feeling particularly relaxed or confident? How will you feel afterwards? Quite simply, you are looking to build up a detailed mental scenario of what it's like to be confident in that situation. If there's a particular situation you want to improve, pause the program and do this for your situation now. And the third mistake is one that has been made by many self-help approaches. These encourage an increase in focus on the self without teaching the opposite. The reason this is such a huge mistake is that it doesn't match what naturally confident and happy people do. People with high self-esteem or self-confidence don't go around thinking, I love myself or I'm fantastic all the time. And neither do they do huge amounts of self-analysis about what they might be doing wrong. Yet so many so-called self-help gurus encourage this without thinking of the consequences. The assumption has been that in order to become better functioning human beings, we have to focus more on ourselves. I've called this self-help hell, because it can act like a trap. Following this method, the less confident you feel, the more you focus on yourself to try and find out what's wrong, and the more you focus on yourself, the less confident you feel. Catch 22. Also, simplistic positive thinking or trying to convince ourselves that we're confident does not work because we trust our experience over our thoughts. For example, if a child is told 1,000 times by a well-meaning adult that they're great at soccer, but then repeatedly fail to make the team, they'll believe their experience over the positive affirmations, no matter how often they hear them. True confidence in any situation occurs when you forget about yourself and become one with the task in hand. Whether it's socializing, sport, or public speaking, your best performance occurs when you find something outside of yourself to focus on. In a social situation, this could be the other person and their concerns, the words that are being spoken, or the issues being discussed. When this attitude is paired with a relaxed, or at least not too anxious physical state, you are most likely to do well and enjoy it too. Okay, so those are three highly important mistakes, often made in relation to self-confidence. If you don't feel that you've grasped them completely yet, please listen to them until you have. It can make all the difference.